Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today we're going to be talking about a question that's often posed by a lot of people, and that's this. Is it an innovation in religion, a bid'at in religion, for us to mourn the death and the martyrdom of the friends of God, such as the Imams alayhim salam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or even other religious figures who we believe are close to God? In response to this question, we can say this, that first of all, when we look at the term bid'at and examine it, we see that bid'at is used in contrast to the word sunnat. We see this used in contrast to the word sunnat in the traditions. This indicates the fact that a bid'at is something which doesn't have any basis and foundation in the sunnat and the tradition of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, if we say that crying for these friends of God and mourning them is an act of bid'at, it would mean that it has no basis and foundation in the sunnat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the companions of the Prophet Rizwanullah ta'ala alayhim. This is not true. When we look at the tradition and the sunnah, we clearly see instances of cases where the Prophet mourned people who were dear to him. And the companions did the same thing. They even cried for them. The Prophet cried for these people. Today we're going to mention a lot of some cases of this in order to reinforce what we're saying. For example, in Sahih Bukhari, volume 2, page 549, we read the following hadith and tradition, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was found sitting on beside the grave of one of his daughters who had passed away. No, we're not talking about the daughter of the Prophet, the Lady Fatima. Another of his daughters who had passed away, we saw him sitting by the grave, and the person narrating this tradition says that I saw his eyes full of tears and shedding tears. This is one tradition narrated in one of the compendiums of the traditions of the Holy Prophet. In another tradition, we see that it has been related that the Prophet said the following when his son Ibrahim passed away. The Prophet has been narrated to have said that surely the eye sheds the tears and the heart is saddened, but we do not say that but which our Lord is satisfied with. And surely we are sad by your passing, O Ibrahim. This is a very famous tradition. It has been narrated again in Sahih Bukhari in the same place on page 556. This is a very clear and explicit indication that it's okay and permissible to be sad and to cry upon the deaths of God's friends and His chosen ones. In another tradition, it has been also narrated that the Prophet cried and encouraged people to cry on the death of the famous martyr of Islam, Hazrat Hamza. This is a very long tradition. To mention it in brief, the Prophet encouraged this act, and this indicates that it's permissible to cry for the friends of God. Inshallah, maybe we can elaborate on this tradition further in some subsequent sessions of The Key. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.